Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents William W. Johnstone, Smoke Jensen, the Mountain Man, 24, Guns of the Mountain Man. Narrated by Mort Shelby. With performances by James Lewis, Drew Kopas, Tim Getman, Elizabeth Journey, David Coyne, James Konacek, Michael Glenn, Joe Brack, Stephen Carpenter, Tim Carter, Richard Rowan, Paul Fidalgo, Dylan Lynch, Christopher Graybill, Andy Clements, Johann Detweiler, and Thomas Pitt. Calvin Woods rode out to the northern section of the Sugarloaf Ranch. He and Pearlie, the foreman, had been stringing fence earlier, and Cal had plumb forgotten to load up the extra wire and tools when it came time to head back to the ranch house. Now, he was having to ride all the way back out there to pick up the tools, and he was giving Pearlie first shot at the bear sign donuts Miss Sally was sure to have cooling in the kitchen.
Darn it all! By the time I get back, Pearlie will have about near all them bear sign eaten up, Dusty. I'll be lucky if and we get more than one or two.
Cal's horse was the offspring of a cross between Joey Wells' big strawberry roan named Red and one of the Palouse mares Sally had given him and his wife a couple of years ago. The horse, called a Quicksilver Gray, was actually almost pure white, different from a true white albino by having blue eyes instead of pink. The bronc was a pale gray in front with snow-white hips, without that typical Palouse spot on its hindquarters. Cal had named him Dusty, and he'd formed a deep bond with the animal the first time he'd ridden. He found the tools where he'd left them and loaded them in a burlap sack, which he tied to the back of his saddle. Cal swung into the saddle and loosened the rawhide hammer thong on his colt as he rode toward the ridge. Lately, he'd taken to imitating his hero, Smoke Jensen, and he carried both a Winchester in his left saddle boot and a greener 10-gauge double-barreled express gun in his right boot. Cresting the ridge, he pulled the shotgun from its scabbard and eared back the hammers as he reined his horse to a halt. Down the hill, he saw a group of about 15 or 20 men on horseback. Several of the riders were cutting a fat steer out of the herd while the others sat in their saddles watching. Cal was trying to decide whether he should ride down and brace the men alone or hightail it back to the ranch house and get some help. He did not particularly like the odds at 20-1, but he knew if he took the time to go for backup, the men might be gone by the time he got back there. His decision was made for him when one of the rustlers looked up and saw him sitting on the ridge. The man leaned over and spoke to a tall man wearing a black frock coat who turned to stare at Cal.
Hick. In for a penny, in for a pound, as they say. Howdy, gents.
Cal spoke to the tall man who appeared to be in charge. Up close, the galoot was even stranger looking than he had been from a distance. He appeared to be over 6.5 feet tall. He was skinny to the point of being gaunt, and he had a scraggly goatee covering his lips and chin. His eyes had a haunted, wild look as if there was nothing behind him, and he was dressed all in black, from his coat and vest to his pants and boots. His boiled shirt was the only spot of lightness about him. As he turned in the saddle, Cal could see he wore a Colt on each hip, and a Henry Yellow Boy rifle was resting across his thighs.
You men are aware you're trespassing on private property, aren't you?
What is your name, boy?
My name's Cal. What's yours?
Lazarus. Lazarus Kane. Have you been saved, Cal?
Saved from what?
Why, from hell and damnation, of course.
What's all this got to do with the fact you men are stealing my boss's cattle?
I don't like this.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?